Should Christians be practicing astrology? What sort of craziness is presidential candidate Marianne Williamson into? Speaking of astrology. And what happened with the famed pedophile Jeffrey Epstein? Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about astrology, as well as Marianne Williamson. Because guess what? They coincide with one another. They have a lot to do with what we would call the New Age. And while a lot of people may hear that word and think, oh, that's something else, that's something weird that people believe in, the fact is that the New Age has seeped its way into a lot of the Christian church. It's actually heartbreaking that so many followers, or at least self-proclaimed followers of Jesus Christ, also use things like astrology and the zodiac and these different methods to tell them about what's going to happen in their life, about their destiny, quote unquote. I mean, guys, we are literally talking about ridiculousness, all right? And I want to point this out before I get into what exactly astrology is, because I have seen on the internet, on videos, whether it's articles, books even, where I feel like there's two extremes when Christians give this answer. One of those extremes, we under-spiritualize it. We just say, well, it's stupid. This is ridiculous. We can show some of the psychological ways, and I'll even be talking about those today. We can show some of the psychological ways where these charlatans use these names, these numbers, these planets, times and seasons, and then also use suggestion and just simpler oversimplification by a means to bring you onto their page or into their teaching or whatever they want to do, their books, their nonsense, their videos. And then there's the other extreme. So we could point that out and say, wait, this is just ridiculousness. This is just not, this is like, we can almost act like it's not spiritual. Like it's just flesh and blood we're battling against, and it's dumb flesh and blood. Okay. Because the very edifice of this astrology is a background of nonsense, of old ancient nonsense. And then there's the other side where we over-spiritualize it. And we're like, well, you know, it's really true, and I think there's a lot of truth to it, and I've heard this. Oh, be really careful, and it can pull you in this way. And I think there's a middle ground where we can say there are some ridiculousness, there are some ways that there are flesh and blood battles that go on here, but ultimately we recognize that this deception is from Satan. We know it's from Satan because God's word is directly against it. And I'm not just going to say that, I'm going to prove it. And first I want to start off, the definition, guys, of astrology is the divination, and this is Merriam-Webster, the divination of the supposed influences of the stars and planets on human affairs and terrestrial events by their positions and aspects. First, when you hear the word divination, something should go off for you as a Christian, okay? Something should go off for you. 1 Samuel 15:23 warns that even rebellion is of the sin of divination. Deuteronomy 18:10 warns us. It says, there shall not be found among you anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens. Okay? This stuff is demonic. This is witchcraft. This is divination. This is not biblical. So if you hear those words, if that is by the very definition of astrology, it should obviously tell us, if you're a believer, get out of there. Don't walk, run away from that. That's absolutely ridiculous. What are these stars and what do they have to tell us? You know, I was kind of not chuckling because there are a lot of believers who I love even who fall for this nonsense, that read the zodiac signs on the Sunday morning paper, not as much anymore. There's not many people reading the paper anymore. I guess they're doing it online. But they read Instagram pages and Twitter pages and their zodiac updates, okay? And Merriam-Webster had to, in their definition, describe this, the difference between astronomy and astrology. It says, some may find it easy to confuse astronomy and astrology. At one time, these two words actually were synonymous. That is, astronomy once meant what astrology means today. But they have since moved apart from each other. That happens with language, guys, just so you guys know that. Just like we don't say, you know, if somebody said, oh, we're having a gay old time, some would be worried about what kind of event you're going to. But if you were watching the Flintstones, you'd understand what they were trying to say there. But nonetheless, that's a short little caveat. In current use, astronomy is concerned with the, quote, study of objects and matter outside the Earth's atmosphere, end quote. While astrology is the purported divination of how stars and planets influence our lives, put bluntly, astronomy is a science and astrology is not. It's really a pseudoscience. And we'll get into that a little bit when it comes to the history of it, because that's one of the things that I wanted to look into. I said, hey, I really want to look into astrology. Where does this come from? Why are people grabbing to this? And why do people still practice this pseudoscience that didn't even understand anything about the stars, really? I mean, it all came from a premise that was completely off track, that had the Earth as the center of the universe and everything going around us. Sorry if you're flat Earth and I'm offending you, but it's just not true, okay? It's just not true. We aren't the center of the universe as much as we want to be. Anyways, so Tony, I'm going to ask you to pull up that clip and we could talk a little bit of the history of astrology and some of the bumps that happened along the way, because plenty of people, whether it was the Egyptians, right, or the Babylonians, plenty of people had a lot of different philosophies in life, but always, 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 when we look at God's word, we want to follow the one true God. And one of the ways that God says in his word that he is true and he's different than these false gods is what? Prophecy. Because he can tell the end from the beginning. The stars and their alignment at this time and your Sagittarius and Aquarius and all this nonsense, okay, they're not actually going to tell you anything that's going to happen. There is no prophet that had anything but 100% of assurance that the Lord spoke unto me and then he delivered it to his people, okay? Over and over again, God did not give us meeps and mutters. He gave us clearly his word, and in his word he gave us truth. And so you're going to see there's two big bumps, I'll call it, along the way when it came to astrology and its acceptance. And so, Tony, let's play that first clip.
When the Roman Empire fell and Christianity came along, much of astrology was suppressed and inhibited because it either contradicted what the priests saw, what the Bible was teaching. And it didn't entirely dissipate. In many ways, it went underground, or it was kind of frowned upon for quite a while.
Notice that he said it contradicted, not necessarily the priests. I don't really care what the priests were teaching at that time, to be honest with you. But the scriptures, it contradicted the scriptures. And because it contradicted the scriptures, it was suppressed, just like it should be. When something contradicts the scriptures, we should throw it out, throw it away. We have a risen king in Jesus Christ who declared the scriptures as truth. He over and over again, when he proclaimed truth, proclaimed the word of God through the Old Testament over and over and over again. He is truth. His word is truth. So when we have these things come and they contradict what the word of God already says, what should we do? We should stomp it, throw it out, because it's from Satan. It is not from the Lord. Anything that would come as some angel of light and to have this light-bearing witness to you, it's nonsense. And so there's obviously going to be a bump in the road when it comes to the propagating of these falsehoods, because Christianity said, no, wait a second, these aren't true. The astrology, this numerology, this nonsense, these zodiacs, these aren't true. Here's what the word of God says, and the word of God is clear. The word of God is clear about who you are, where your standing is with him, what's going to happen. Jesus over and over again proclaimed the truth. So obviously it's going to get stomped out. But Tony, play that next clip to show exactly what was the next thing. Not only did scripture say this is not true, but what's the next clip? What was it, a big hurdle elsewhere?
Astrology then flourished in the Middle Ages, right up until the 17th century, when science, the birth of science, was taking place. And there was an increased mood of skepticism and wanting empirical evidence for everything. And astrology suffered as empirical science was strengthening in its power.
You notice that when it was put to the test, they realized it was rubbish. That's the facts, okay? And that's how we want to treat with when it comes to science. We want to treat it that way, that we say, hey, let's look at what can science empirically teach us. How can we look at the world and say, okay, here is where science can help us to gather truth. It's bad science that comes against the Bible. It's never good science that comes against the Bible. It's always bad science. But when we can use science to disprove some nonsense like this rubbish, that's what we should do. Science did not corroborate the nonsense, and it was proven to be false. So once again, it goes underground. Once again, it's falling by the wayside. But who brings this renaissance, okay? First you had the Christians say, no, this is not true. We shouldn't follow this. Then you had science say, not only the Christians say it's not true, this is rubbish, even in our empirical data. So then what comes forth? How does it get this rebirth? How do we grab it and get to know it as we do today? It must have been some wonderful scientific explosion that we started to understand that we were really the center of the universe. And Tony, let's actually see what the truth is.
Then in the kind of late 19th century and early 20th century, there was again a rise of interest in esoteric and occult subjects across the world, particularly inspired by India. And a lot of people coming back from India and a lot of the mysticism from the Eastern world. And this sparked a resurgence in interest in astrology as well. And that really carried on through a lot of the 20th century, early 20th century, and then it picked up the psychological threads from Jung and Freud, and that continued a lot into the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Do you guys see that thread? Do you see, honestly, from Babylon, all right, all the way, you see the snake's thread there? Do you see kind of his movements in the sand, so to speak? Do you see how he worked through all these different eras, okay, to bring rubbish, to bring demonic activity into your life on a regular basis? Because that's what this is. It's demonic. In fact, Deuteronomy 4, 19 through 20 says, "And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the people under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people of his own possession as today." You see, it is very clear those things are for us. What a blessing it is that we can look to the heavens and say, wow, look at the glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. We point to God through it, okay? We point to God through it. Not that this would give us some spiritual insight. Why would you trade that stream of living water for the broken cistern? Why would you trade the meeping and the muttering for our God? That's what Isaiah 8, verse 19, I believe, warns about. Trading this nonsense, these zodiacs, these spiritual signs, when we have a God who directly declares in his word what we are to believe. Isaiah 47, 13 through 15 says, "You are wearied with your many counsels. Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, those who predict by the new moons, stand up and save you from what will come upon you. Behold, they have become like stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There will be no coal to warm by, nor a fire to sit before. So have those become to you with whom you have labored, who have trafficked with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way. There is none to save you." That's the facts. Astrology can't save you. The zodiac can't save you. It can't even give you true guidance. In fact, that's more of the spiritual level. So you see the spiritual deception, because the Bible is very clear in Ephesians 6:12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle merely against flesh and blood. If you think your wrestling match here on earth is just flesh and blood, if you're so caught up in the Illuminati and everything that all these horrible people in the governmental systems are doing, and you fix your eyes upon how wicked they are and don't recognize your own sin and don't recognize the darkness of your own sin and your need for a savior, you're going to miss the boat. Okay, you are going to miss the boat when you don't recognize how serious your sin is, when you don't recognize that it isn't merely that I'm battling against this human who has wickedness, it is the hosts of the demons. It is Beelzebub. Ultimately, what is behind all of, or what are, you know, whatever is behind all of these different pages and all of these different pushes to allow this new age effect into your life, it is 100% demonic and is to pull you away from the God of the scriptures. And that's what he says. It's going to burn up. All of it's going to burn up. And where are you going to be? There's going to be no light for you. There's going to be no warmth for you. Guys, this is serious. You think it's no big deal that you're picking up a book and reading about astrology and it brings you closer to God because it helped you out with some stressful situation in your life. The fact is, what's happening to you is not only demonic, but also in just a fleshly understanding, how psychologists can view it. It's called the Barnum effect. And if you guys have never heard of this, it actually comes from, some people say that P.T. Barnum didn't actually come up with the saying, but nonetheless, it's named after him because the saying is, there's a sucker born every minute. And that is what this phenomenon is called. And it occurs when individuals believe that personality descriptions applied specifically to them more so than other people, despite the fact that the description is actually filled with information that applies to everyone. The effect means that people are gullible because they think the information is about them, only when in fact the information is quite generic. And guys, instead of me just telling you this is what's going on, I'm gonna read to you a page, and I won't even give them the small amount of publicity here, but I'm gonna read from a page that has just under 1.9, so just under 2 million followers, and sadly, quite a few believers that I know follow this page. And I'm gonna read from you the quote-unquote horoscope that they gave, because their goal, it says, is helping you achieve greatness in life and live your personal legend since 2014. Okay? Here's what the reading they have says today. Quote, things are going to work out for you. Everything you're stressing about won't even matter soon. Long-awaited change is coming your way. Let go of the old and embrace this new energy. It is time. Drop a heart if you're ready. On August 15th, an Aquarius full moon will arrive, or arrives. Guys, do you see that? Who wouldn't be encouraged that things are going to work out for you and that everything you're stressing about, it won't even matter soon? Guys, these are generic nonsense. This is the Barnum effect. You read this and you think, oh, this is speaking to me. I'm going through such a struggle. The Bible actually gives us the words that we need through that struggle. Jesus himself, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Come to him. He says that if you're going through something, God's word, 1 Corinthians 10:13 warns us, if we're going through some sort of struggle, if that's happening, that God will give us the strength that we may endure it. Ultimately, that if we rely on Jesus, not these horoscopes, this meeping and muttering, but we rely on Jesus. And I want to read for you, because don't think that, oh, maybe, you know, this isn't, Christians won't really fall for that. Obviously, this is some pagan thing. Christians aren't going for this. No, because they post things that are very scriptural, I guess you could say, or not. It says, here's one of their posts from August 3rd. It says, God is more than your pain, fears, doubts, worries, anxiety, and heartbreak. God is a healer, a comforter, all-powerful, peacemaker, omnipresent, and faithful. All of those things are true. So guess what? If that's the first thing I see, maybe that's the only thing I've seen from this page, and I start following this page, I'm like, hey, that's true. Sadly, what I could tell you is that You could probably hear that on a Joel Osteen message, right? You could hear that, I'm sure, at a number of churches across this country that don't properly exegete scripture. And sadly, when that's the messages they're getting at church, it sounds so eerily similar. So eerily similar to the pages they like on Instagram, to the horoscopes they read, to the numerology they follow. All of these different Barnum effects that not only are the astrologers using, but false teachers. False teachers that have been warned about extensively over and over by people who love the Lord and care about his word. Guys, if you're following these things, it is dangerous. Okay? This is the same nonsense that Rome did. Do you go, if you go to Rome right now, okay? Go to Italy, go to Rome. I've been there. You will see false gods with crosses on top of their heads. Okay? That is what you're going to find. You're going to see a false god. Oh, well, we'll just put a cross on it and that'll make it Christian. You cannot do that. Oh, we'll just make it a saint. Guys, this is demonic. This isn't good. This is bad. This is nonsense. Okay? And that's what you're going to find. And that's what this is. It's the same thing as yoga. It's the same thing, guys. If you want to keep going down this train, it's the same thing as the swingers who say they're doing Christian swinging. Okay? Attaching God's name, attaching Jesus's name to sinful activity. Attaching Jesus's name and scriptural jargon to the New Age movement. That's what Marianne Williamson is doing. You guys don't know who she is? The presidential candidate who's gone absolutely viral? Because guess why? She's crazy! And everyone's seeing it! Turn on the debate stage, not to mention all the other baby murderers on that stage. Not to mention all the other nonsense you're going to hear on there. But here she is. And I was going to go through a bunch of different things she said, but we actually posted this on the Good Fight Ministries Facebook page. And this is one of the things that she said, okay? She said, quote, oh, this is on her Twitter, "In the cosmic universe, there's no linear time. Every moment, literally, a new start date in which you're provided the opportunity to begin again, where nothing is held against you and the path of bliss lies before you. How to enter? Atone for your mistakes. And forgive others for theirs." Atone for your mistakes. Now, the only atonement comes in Jesus Christ. This New Age guru who's running for president, who's going to teach transcendental meditation in the school districts, if she's allowed to be president, that's actually on her website. That's her nonsense. And what do they do, guys? They steal scriptural jargon. They steal scriptural concepts and add it to their nonsense. This is exactly precisely what the Gnostics did. Go and read. I encourage everyone, if you're a blood-bought believer, go read Irenaeus Against Heresies and read the first couple chapters, which specifically deal with some of the ways that the Gnostics use scriptures and change the meaning of words, like eons in terms of ages. And next thing you know, eons are now subjects and people, and I could get into a whole thing, and that would take another probably 5 episodes. But just read it for yourself and see how they twisted scripture to make it sound like what? Sound like their own doctrine. As Peter warned about in 2 Peter chapter 3, that they would twist Paul's writings that are sometimes hard to understand to their own destruction. That's Marianne Williamson. And guys, we delve into her at length, not too much at length, but we delve into her in our DVD, The Submerging Church, which you can find on goodfight.org, when we talk about how Rob Bell was actually secretly pushing her teachings, okay? And guys, don't think this is the first warning and we're the first people to warn about her. Warren Smith has been warning about her for years. Warren Smith was warning about Marianne Williamson back when she went on Larry King right after 9/11. Sat down with senators and talked about how it's actually a spiritual problem. And Warren Smith has a ton of little booklets. If you go to, I believe, Lighthouse Trails, their website, they have little booklets on her. And Warren Smith actually has a book called False Christ Coming. Does anybody care what the New Age leaders really have in store for America, the church, and the world? And this was actually not that new of a book, okay? It's actually quite a few years old. But guys, it mapped out what would happen and how the new age would come about here. And guys, he was warning about her. And you know what the flack that he received? Well, I don't really watch Oprah, so I don't really know about her. I don't need to know about her. Well, now she's on the debate stage. By the way, the reason why I said that is because she read her A Course in Miracles on her XFM station. Literally, that's what she was reading on Sundays to people, that they could get this absolute new age demonic junk into their psyche, okay? And that's what Oprah was pushing through her. And while that didn't seem like a big deal, I guess, to some people at the time, well, I don't watch Oprah, it doesn't matter. And everyone goes, oh, well, I don't know this false teacher, so it's not a big deal. When these false teachers have 30, 40, 50,000 people going to their churches, when their video they upload online get millions of views, maybe we should start paying attention. Maybe we should start caring and not be apathetic towards the people that are falling into the deception. And don't think, oh, well, everyone just thinks she's crazy. Yeah, but some people are going to think she has some good ideas. And some of these are going to be the idolaters that say, well, I don't want to be, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And so guess who they jump to? People just like this. This nonsense. And guys, ultimately, God's going to judge this nonsense. It's something that is so bothersome to me because I always get frightened. I get scared when I think about, on Judgment Day, the people that are so apathetic towards other people that aren't following the Lord. The people that are apathetic towards these ideas that they're pushing and that people, guys, are following. This is something that Peter warned about. 2 Peter chapter 2, that they're enticed by fleshly desires. All these fleshly desires, practicing astrology, there is nothing more clear, guys, that you could find scripture after scripture after scripture denouncing astrology, denouncing divination, denouncing over and over again the practice of witchcraft, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And yet we're sitting around thinking, oh, it's no big deal. It's just some crazy lady that everyone's making fun of on Twitter. Guys, it's much more serious than that. And I just pray that you guys will pay attention to what's going on. Speaking about what's going on, I know this is totally off subject with astrology, but right on subject with the demonic. What on earth is happening with this Jeffrey Epstein? Now, we did, at Good Fight Ministries, we did a video warning about some of the connections that Jeffrey Epstein had and some of the visits by guys like Bill Clinton and even Hillary Clinton, and even, sadly, as much as you guys don't want to admit it, Donald Trump did visit, and there's videos of them dancing and hanging out, and I know he renounced him and all that. But, guys, the fact is that there are a ton of dignitaries. There's a ton of people that were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, that went to his pedophile island. And guys, it is not some, I'm going to be honest with you. I am not a conspiratorialist, all right? In fact, most people would say I'm probably err more on the side of anti-conspiratorialist when I'm not trying to be. But when some guy who has all of these higher-ups, whether it's Prince Andrew, whether it's the former prime minister of Israel, who visited and stayed at their apartments when they came into town and go to his pedophile island, and he keeps getting off, and then next thing you know, he tries to kill himself a few weeks ago, and then now he winds up just dead when he's supposed to be on suicide watch, but then you find out they just take him off of it, and that one of the COs that was supposed to be watching him was not really a CO. So, I mean, these are some of the reports that are coming out. Guys, this is serious. And I know that a lot of people are wondering, wait a second, what's going on? Like, how's this guy? And I know you can get really upset and think about judgment and why is this guy going to get away with this, even though all he did was die one death and he didn't get judgment and all this stuff. And if I was an atheist, maybe I would believe that. Oh man, he didn't really get justice for all these women. But the fact is that ultimately our God is a God of justice. He's a perfect God of righteousness and justice. And this is what, after Solomon lived both wicked and righteous life at times, okay? I believe it was at the end of his life when he was looking back on everything that happened. He says this in verse 13, chapter 12, verse 13 of Ecclesiastes. The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. That's right, Jeffrey Epstein. That's right, Prince Andrew. That's right, over and over again, all these pedophiles. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. God's going to know. God does know. And you're going to know that he knows. Ultimately, God's going to bring everything to judgment. He's a perfect and righteous judge. This has been Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries, and you've been listening to the 511 News.